Let's begin with Sechas Brachas Daf Beis Amun Aleph. So before we begin, we have to know who authored the Mishnayos. So there's a very interesting Rokach. Rokach writes that every single Mechaber is supposed to have a minhag to somehow merames their name, the name of the Mechaber and the name of the Sefer. So the question is, where is the remes to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in Me'emasai Kornet HaShema, the very first mission of all of Mishnayos? So the Magal Mukos points out that the gematria of Me'emasai is the same exact gematria as Ani Yehudi Kadosh. From Yehuda Hanasi, he is the author of Mishnayos, so that's where his name is hinted. Okay, fine. So let's begin with the Masechta. Me'emasai Koranis Shema Ba'arvin, when do we begin reciting Shema? At nighttime. So the first question we have to ask before we read the Mishnah is, why we start with Shema? Why is Shema the very first Mishnah, the very first Mitzvah taught in all of Shas? And the answer, many answers are given, but the Chidah points out, because the very first mitzvah a bar mitzvah boy performs is Shema Ba'arvis. He becomes a bar mitzvah boy at nighttime. His birthday begins at night. And therefore, the very first mitzvah derives, he fulfills is Shema. Therefore, that's the very first mitzvah, the very first din that we learn. So let's learn the Mishnah. Me'emasai, Koran is Shema Ba'arvin. When do we start learning, reading Shema? When is the mitzvah of Shema? When does it kick in? When does it begin? Mishasha Kohanim Nichnasin La'echel B'Tshumasam Ad Sof Hashmua Harishona Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So the first opinion is, it begins from the moment the Kohanim begin to enter into their homes to eat Truma. We'll learn more about that in the Mishnah. The way it works in the Gemara, rather, the way it works is when a Kohen became Tameh, he has to go to the Mikvah. And then when the sun sets, now he's completely Tahor, and then he's allowed to eat Truma. So after the sun sets is the time when a Kohen eats Truma, and that's the time we use when the mitzvah of Shema begins at night. When does it end? It ends at the Sof, the end of the Ashmora HaRishona. The way it works, the Gemara says, in the nighttime is split between three different Ashmoras, three different guards. So, say, 12 hours in the night, for example. So every 4 hours is another Ashmora. So the end of the first one, the first 4 hours into the night, let's say it's a 6 to 6 day. So 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., that's the Zman of Shema, according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Chacham, Omer Chacham, say, Ad Chatzos, they hold up until Chatzos, until midnight. After midnight, you cannot say Shema anymore. We'll look at that din in just a second. And Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Ad Sheyala Amud HaShachar. You have all night to say it. Until the sun rises, you have the ability to recite Shema. The Mishnah goes on to say, Maisa, there's once an event, Ubo Banav Mi Beis HaMishnah. The children of Rabbi Gamliel came back late from a party, from a wedding. And Amr Lo, so they said to their father, Lo Karinas HaShema, we didn't recite Shema yet, we were so busy. So Amr Lahem, so Rabbi Gamliel says, Im lo Allah Amud HaShachar, if the sun has not risen yet, Chayavim Atem Likros, you need to still recite the Shema. Velo Zubavad Amr, not only regarding the mitzvah of Shema, do we say that the mitzvah is till Amud HaShachar, but we said Chatzos. Elakol Sha'amru Chacham Ad Chatzos, whenever the Chacham put a little gzera, siyag, that you have to perform the mitzvah till Chatzos, the mitzvah, and the real mitzvah, the rais is really ad shi'al and murashachar. You really have all night until the sun rises to say the mitzvah. They just put a siyag, say, up until chatzos. That's true not only of Shema, it's true of Hector Chalavim Veivarim. The way it works in the Beis HaMikdash is after the vote has been performed in a karbon, then they would burn the fat and the limbs all night long. So the mitzvah is mitzvasan ad sheyala amud hashachar. The ideal mitzvah is to perform it, to have it burn all night long. And v'chol hanechalim, the yom ve'echa, the different karbanos that are meant to be eaten day and night. Some karbanos, such as shlamim, are eaten 2 days in a night. So let's say Sunday night, and Monday. A karban like a chatas is only a day and a night, Sunday and Sunday night. So kol hanechalim, l'yom echa, those that are eaten for one full day, a day and a night, the mitzvah son ad sheyalud amud hashachar, you have the mitzvah to eat it until the morning. How im kein, if that's the case, lama amru chacham achatzos. So why did chacham say until chatzos? If any time you have a mitzvah balayla, it's really all night. So why do they say by shema you only have up until chatzos? The Mishnah says kedei laharchik adam min havera, in order to prevent a person from violating havera and perhaps missing the recital of shema. So this is the very first Mishnah. There is a machlokus in the Rishonim whether or not the person, how do we paskin? We paskin like chachamim, ad chatzos. But what happens if a person forgot and it's after chatzos? Can a person say Shema or could you not say Shema? So some say, of course you could say Shema because chachamim are not going to be oker davar mina Torah. Mina Torah, I'm supposed to say Shema all night long. So if I missed it, chatzos, I can't say Shema anymore. Of course you should say Shema. Others say no. Chacham came along and they said, if you don't read it and chatzos comes, they're okur davar mina Torah, and you would not be allowed to say Shema after Chatzot. So that is the machlokas in the Rishonim. So there's a very, very important din here, machlokas in Rashi and Tosos, regarding Shema, one says in the Beit Knesset, versus Shema that one says Al Hamitza. So if you take a look at Rashi, three lines down from the top. Rashi writes, Ad Sof HaShemur BaHarishona, Shalish HaLayla K'mefarish B'Gemara. We'll see that every third of the night is considered another Hashemura. U'misham Be'elech Avar Zman, after that first third of the night, you can't recite anymore. And the Lo Mikre Tuzman Shchiv, that's not called the night at the moment of Shachbacha, you're not sleeping anymore. That's already, Shachba means to go to sleep, not to be sleeping. Below Karina Bay Bishachbacha, U'bekamehachi Nami Lav Shman Shchiv, before the night, that's not called the time when you go to sleep. Lefikach HaKori Kodem Lachein, those who read earlier than nightfall, Lo Yotzei Yidei Chavasa. That's the din. If you read during the day, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. So asks Rashi and Kain, if that's the case, Lama Korin Osa Bebeis Knesses. So why do we say Shema in Beis Knesses? We read sometimes Shema, we say Shema sometimes before nightfall, and Marv. Kedei La'amor B'Tfila Mitoch Divrei Torah. The din we'll learn in the Gemara later on, in the, I think, Daf Lamed Hey or so, that you have to daven Mitoch Divrei Torah. So we say Shema before Marv, not to say Shema, but rather to have a Divrei Torah. Shema is also Divrei Torah, it's Psukim. So to have Divrei Torah, to daven Shema, say Shema, right after Divrei Torah. That's Hachi Tanya Bebraisa Bebrachos Yisham. But sometimes Psukim are meant to be Trila, sometimes they're meant to be Torah. So Shema we find in a few places that Shema is considered a Limud HaTorah. It says, V'gifa Yomam Balayla, you're supposed to learn all day long. How do you fulfill that? The Gemara says in Menachos, by saying Shema in the morning, and the Shema in the evening, you fulfill the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah Bayom and Balayla. So Shema kind of does two. It's a din of Tfilah, and it's also a din of Torah. So therefore, it says Rashi, Lefikach, Chova Alav L'Krosa Mishatechshach. So therefore, when you go home, you have to recite Shema again, because you did not fulfill the mitzvah earlier, it was too early, so therefore you have to repeat it. So you say the first parsha Shema, you're yotze that mitzvah of Shema. Now the post can say you should really recite twice. One for the mitzvah of Shema, and one for Korin al mitasa before you go to sleep. Now there's also machlokas, what's the fulfillment of Shema b'deraisa, the first pasuk, according to the Rashba? Is it the first parsha, according to Rashi? Or is it two parshas, even v'hayam shemoa? That's a three-way machlokas. Now there's a very long Tosafot we're not going to go through, who has a whole other din, where he writes that you are Yotzei the Shema that you recite in Beit Knesset from Marv. Because he holds the Zman of Marv is not nightfall, it's actually earlier. There's a Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that we're going to learn later on in the Masechta, that from Plaka Mincha already, you're Yotzei Marv. So that Mishnah, we might hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that already from Plaka Mincha, you could fulfill the mitzvah of Shema. One last hour before we read the Gemara. It says here, Me'emasai Korin et Shema. But when it comes to Megillah, it says Megillah Nikres, be Yadal for Yudbeis. When it comes to Megillah, it's Esther. So why do they say by Megillah Nikres? Nikres is Lashon Yachid, and Korin is Lashon Rabim. What's the difference, Rabim versus Yachid? So the Ritva points out, because for Megillah, there's a mitzvah of Shemek Ona, that you're supposed to have one person read, and be Yotzei the entire Tibor. So there's Nikres, one person's reading. But when it comes to Shema, we don't hold of Shemek Ona. Each person has to recite their own Shema. You can't recite on my behalf. Therefore, it says Korin the Lashon Rabim. Okay, so the Gemara now says as follows: Tana, Hei Chakai the Katani Meimasai. Before you ask a question, when you have to ask what. First, we have to be introduced. What is Shema? Before you tell us when do we recite Shema. So it's a strange question. When do you recite Shema? Well, what are you talking about? What is Shema? Vesu. Moreover, my Shna the Tani Ba'arvis Bereisha. Let's say the Shachris Bereisha. We wake in the morning. We say Shachris before we say Marv. So shouldn't it first say, Meimasai Korinus Shema B'Shachris? How come it first asks Balayla? That seems to be out of order. So the Gemara answers, Tana Akra Kai. The Mishnah is going on the Pasuk. There's a certain expectation that before you learn Mishnayos that you would know Tanakh by heart. So we don't know Tanakh by heart, but we at least know Shema by heart. We at least know the concept of Shema. We're familiar. So given the fact, the assumption that we know about Shema because of Psukim, that's where the Meimasai is coming from. And once it's on the Pasuk, we know Shema exists. We're also able to answer why we daven, we speak about Mar before Shachris, because it says in the Pasuk, Dichsiv b'shachbacha ufkamecha, when you go lie down and when you get up. The Pasuk puts b'shachbacha, sleeping, Mariv, before it puts Shachris. And that's why the address of the Mishnah is first Meimasai Korin says Shema b'arvin, before asking about Shachris. The Mishnah now reads, Zman kriyas Shema b'dishchiva emas, this man of reciting Shema when you go to sleep, namely at nighttime, when is that? And the Mishnah reads, Misha Shekhanim Nichnisin Le'echel B'Chumasim, the moment the Kohanim go in to their eat to eat the Chuma, which means after sunset. That's the first shot, it's going on B'Shach B'Chuv Kumech. Then the Gemara suggests another answer. V'Baisem, it's going on a different pasuk. It says, Yalef Mibriyasa Sha'olam, we're looking to the creation of the world. Dichsiv, it says, Vahi Erev Vahi Boker Yom Echa, that pasuk says, night before day, that's why you speak about Koren Shema Ba'arvis before speaking about Shachars. Okay, so Marav comes before before Shachars. Ihach, that's the case, asks the Gemara. Seifa, the Seifa, which means a later Mishnah, which we haven't yet seen, it says, talks about the brachos of Shema, Bayom Balayla. And we know there are different brachos we say at Shema in the morning than the brachos that we say during Shema at nighttime. So there, however, the order, what would you think the order should be? The order should really say, what brachos do we say Balayla? And then it should say, what brachos do we say Bayom. But the Sefer, the Mishnah later on says, the Katani first talks about the brachos B'Shachar before speaking about the brachos B'Arvis. And that's very inconsistent. The Katani, B'Shachar, in the morning, the Shema, the Birchos Shema, we say Mevarach Shtayim Lefoneh, two brachos we say beforehand. And B'Achas Lachare, we say one bracha after the Shema in the morning. U'Be'erev, the Shema in the evening, we say Mevarach Shtayim Lefoneh, U'Shayim Lachare. So ask the Gemara. Listen to Arvis Bereshit. Shouldn't it first teach the brachos of Shema B'Arvis before teaching the brachos of Shema of Shacharis? So the Gemara says the following. We have different structures in the Mishnah. So Tana, Pasach B'Arvis, V'Hadar Tani B'Shacharis. First, the Mishnah here in Daf Beis introduces Arvis, and then it speaks about Shacharis. But Ad Dekai B'Shacharis, once the last thing we spoke about was the Shema B'Shacharis, so let's finish off, talk about the brachos, Parish Milei D'Shacharis. Let's elaborate on the halachos of Shacharis, and then we'll return back to the Arvis. V'Hadar Parish Milei D'Arvis, then we'll speak about Arvis. In other words, the structure is A, B, B, A. A is Arvis, B is Shacharis. We'll do A, B. Now once we're on B, let's finish talking about B, and then we'll come back to be talking about, to go talking about A. That's the structure of the Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara now wants to figure out the rest of the daf is going to discuss the exact zman of when Shema should be recited. So you have to be holding cup here because there are different shittas here. It gets a little confusing. Let's try to take it slow and understand what's going on. So the Gemara says as follows. Amar Mar. Misha shekoanim nichmesin le'echel b'tshumasam. So the zman of Shema b'arvis is when the koanim go in to eat tshuma. Michli, let's understand, let's analyze this for a moment. Kohanim emas ka'achli, when do the Kohanim eat Shuma? Mishas seis ha'kochavim. Well, this man is when seis, when three stars come out, that's the same exact time when the Kohanim go in to eat the Shuma. So why are we talking about the Kohanim eating Shuma here? Why don't we say, Meimasai kohanim shema b'arvis, seis ha'kochavim. Just be very clear, when the three stars come out. To ask the Gemara, listen mishas seis ha'kochavim. So why are we teaching us the time the Kohanim go in? It's about very roundabout. The Gemara tells us, Mil Sa'agav Orchayu Kamashmalan. It's trying to teach us some din along the side. Remember, the Mishnahs were written in such a way that it was compact, and they're trying to save words. So sometimes they taught things indirectly to teach in some other halacha. So if it just taught Seita Kochavim, we only learn this man of when you recite Shema. But by using the Shash, the Kohanim go in, that teaches us a second halacha, namely what? Now we know when the Kohanim go eat. The Kohanim eat. That Kohanim emas ka'achli, but Shuma, when do they eat Shuma? Mishas tzeitzo kochavim. We learn a second din here. We learn when the Shema recited Balayla. We also learn a second din when the Kohanim eat Shuma. They're allowed to eat Shuma the moment the three stars come out. It's understood that way, based on the pasuk B'Shach Fahu Kumecha. We'll see now a little bit. It could be based on the following din here. The Gemara says, V'hoch Mashon, this also teaches us another din here, that the kapara lo ma'akve, that kapara is not ma'akve, because there's some types of tumas. We know a kohen can become tameh, but there's also a category of tumah that's called mechusrei kapara. In order to fulfill your complete din of tari, you need a carbon. So for example, azav, azava, yoledes, a mitzorah, mitzaras, all of them not only have to be tower from the negetzras and from the ziva and from the leda, but they also need to bring a carbon the next day. So they need mikvah, they need tzeita kachavim or hair of shemesh, and then they need a carbon. So one might have thought maybe the Kohanim cannot eat Shuma until they bring the carbon as well. Kamashman, that they don't need the carbon. They need a carbon to allow themselves to enter the base of Migdash. But for the purpose of eating Shuma, it's sufficient to simply go to the mikvah and wait for sunset or to wait for the Tzeita Kochavim. So the Gemara says, again, how Kamashman, the kapara, lo ma'akvi, that the kapara, the carbon, is not ma'akev them from eating carbonos, kidetani, like the Braisa teaches us. Uba Shemesh V'Tahir. The Pasuk says the sun comes and he's Tahir. It's very confusing what it means Uba Shemesh. So if you read this Pasuk, I would think Uba Shemesh meant that the sun was coming up. It really means the sun is coming down, it's leaving. Uba Shemesh, when the sun leaves, so now the Tahir. Now the person's Tahir. So Gemara says, Biash Shimsho Makvasam Lechel Shuma, the coming down of the sun is what prevents a person from eating, meaning he needs the sun to come down to allow him to eat. The Ein Kaparasa Makvasam Lechel Shuma, his bring of carbonos is not makev, meaning he's allowed to eat Shuma even though he has not yet brought his carbon. That's the drasha. So Gemara now wants to know, who says, Mimai Dehai Uva Shemesh Bias HaShemesh? Who says that when the Pasuk says Uva Shemesh, it means the sun is coming down? And when it says V'hai Tahir Tar Yoma, when it says Tar means the day is clear, right? The day is clear of the sun. Who says that's how the interpretation of the Pasuk goes? Dilma, perhaps the Gemara says in Amud Beis now, maybe we should read it Bias Orohu. Bias Oro is the sun, the Or coming out. That happens to be, it's very hard to read this. Bias Oro, look at Rashi. Dilma Bias Oro, Sheyari HaShemesh B'yom HaShmini, that the sun is coming up as opposed to the sun coming down. Someone pointed out to me when I spoke in, I was in Chicago for Shabbos, so I went to Shal Shudas, the young Israel there, so a person was talking about the Gemara with me, he suggested maybe Bias Oro, or it says in the beginning of Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Pesachim, it says, or Larbasar, or means nighttime. Maybe Bias Oro means here, the coming of the night, meaning the night is coming down, and like the sun is coming down, Ba'ashemesh, Ba'oro, which I thought was a very nice shot. Rashi doesn't say that, but it's a very nice suggestion. So the Gemara says, maybe Dilma Bias Orohu, it means the night is coming down, or the sun is coming up. It's talking about the morning. The Kohen needs to wait till the morning. Umay V'Tahir. What does it mean V'Tahir? It means Tahir Gavir. Now the person is Tahir. So before, the initial interpretation of the Pasuk was, V'Tahir meant the day is clear of the sun. The sun went away. That's V'Tahir. But maybe it means the Bias Orohu, Bias Shimshu, the sun comes up, and I am Tahir. The person, the Gavir, is Tahir. That's the suggestion. The Gemara says it can't be. Because Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila im Kain, if it's referring to the person becoming Tahor, Lamer Kral Pasuk should say V'Yitar, which is a Tzivor, that the Gavra must become Tahor. It doesn't say V'Yitar. My V'Yitar is not referring to a Tzivor. It's talking about a Metzius of the sun being clear. Tahor Yoma, that the day becomes clear, like people would say, Kedamri Inshe, the adage is, Iar Shimsha V'Ad Chayoma. The sun sets, it goes down. Herav Shemesh means the sun goes down. V'Ad Chayoma means the day is clear. That's very strange to use that term. We don't have that phrase. Usually we say like a clear day is a sunny day. The way at least back then they said a clear day meant the sun is gone. There's no light. It's just like everything's clear. But that's the language. That's the understanding.
So the Kohen was spoken during the day. The sun goes down. And then the Ashmora Rishona to the Truma.
You know, well, not the Ashmura Rishona is for a different point. For the Kohen eating it, the way it works is the Kohen goes to the mikveh during the day. The sun sets. Now he starts. He eats Shuma.
So what's Metayrim? They're coming down to the sun or the Tzvila?
Both of them. It's a combination, yeah. One without the other doesn't work. Now, which is the Iker, which is the Tafel? So Yesh Lachkor. But they're both necessary. So then the Gemara says four lines down, Bim Arava, which means the west. It's a reference to Eretz Yisrael. Remember, the Gemara is written above him. So the west of Eretz Yisrael is, west above it, rather, is Eretz Yisrael. So b'marava, hod the Rabba bar Rav Shila lo shmila. Rabba bar Rav Shila did not hear this conversation we just had about Va Shemesh, and he asked this question not knowing this was a conversation that existed elsewhere. Ubay let me buy. He asked the following Shila. Hi, when it says in the Pasuk by the Kohen, Uva HaShemesh, B'yashim Shehu, does that mean the coming down of the sun? Umay v'tar, does tar mean tar yoma, and now the day is clear of the sun? Odilmar, he was choker, perhaps it means bias oro, that the night comes down, or the sun comes up. It's really the sun coming up. Who? Umay v'tar, tar gavra, and then tar means the person now becomes tar with the sun coming up. But how the pashulah, then they answered to him, mi brisa, they answered the question from a brisa, midikotani, brisa says, similar davar tseta kochavim, because there's another part of the brisa that says, when did the quantum eat? But Teta Kochavim, so it's clear that's referring to the coming down of the sun, not the coming up of the sun. Shema Mina, Biash Shimshohu, it's a coming down of the sun, Umay Tvitar in the Pasuk, it means Tar Yoma, that the day is clear now, which Mimela means the Kohen is Tar, and the Kohen may now eat Shema. Okay, so let's talk about further shitas of when exactly Shema is recited. This is where it gets a little bit confusing. Amar Mar. Mishasha Kohanim Nichnesin Le'echel B'Shumasam. So our Gemara says, our Mishnah says, when do you start reciting Shema? The moment the Kohen starts going inside to eat his Shuma. Urimin, who asks Gemara Me'emasai Kornos Shema, the Brisa says a different pshat. But Arvin, when do you start reciting Shema at night? Misheha Ani Nichnas Lechol Pito B'melach. When the Ani goes into a home to eat his bread and salt, a very simple meal, Ad Shah Sha'omin Liftar Mitoch Sedas, until the meal is over. So we have a different beginning part, it's when the Ani goes into eat, not the Kohanim, and a different ending part when the meal is over, as opposed to the Ashmura Rishona. So the Gemara says, Seifa Vadai Pliga. The end is definitely an argument. Meaning when the Sud is over, versus the end of the Ashmura, that's definitely Machlokas. So that we're not going to talk about. When it comes to the beginning, but again, the Seifa is Vadai Pliga Masisim. The endsman, the end of the Suda, certainly argues our Mishnah, which says until the end of the first Rishona, Ashmura Rishona. But the Reisha, the beginning, when the Kohen goes into eat for Tuma, while the Ani goes into eat, Milema Pliga Masisim, do you have to say that they argue? So just the Havamina is that why is there Machlokas between when the Ani goes into eat, when the Kohen goes to eat? So you look at Rashi, three narrow lines down, Rashi says, Misha Ani, when the Ani goes into eat, the Havamina is that the Ani eats earlier. Why? She'ein lo ner lahalik besudasi, he's no light. So the only way he can see his food is if it's still sunny up. So then he eats before the sun sets, when the Kohen only eats the Shuma after the sun sets. So the Havamina here is that no, the Ani eats earlier. So the Zman of Shema is earlier, according to the Brisa, than our Mishnah, which says it goes based on the Kohen. And the Gemara says, Lo, Ani, the Kohen, Chad, Shirah. It's both the same thing. The Ani also eats only after Tetzach HaChavim. I'm not sure how to answer the problem how he eats without there being any candles, but either the assumption is he doesn't have a candle and he eats nonetheless, or he does have candles. So I'm not sure how to get around that problem, but that at least was the Havamina. Or it's not so dark, but the sun sets. Remember, they didn't have lights back then. All there were candles. So there were no lights in the lampposts. There wasn't a New York City lighting up all the cities around it. It could be, but again, it was also the full moon or a small moon the time of the month. So I'm not sure how exactly that's answered, but that's how the Gemara does answer. Okay. I'm just looking aside for 1 second. If anyone does address this, no one does that, I see. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Urimin. So right now we have the Kohen and the Ani go in to eat at the same time. So Mei Masai Matchilin the Kriyashma Ba'arvis. This is yet another Braisa. Misha Shibnei Aldam Nichnesin Le'echel Pitan the Arvei Shabbosos Divi Rebbe Meir. When a person goes home to eat on Erev Shabbos, that's the Zman when a person eats. And that's an earlier Zman. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes around 15 narrow lines down, Ba'arvei Shabbosos Mimaharin Lesuda Shakol Mucha. Everything's ready. You prepared everything before Shabbos, so you come in and you eat. As opposed to in a regular day, you go in, you cut the salad, you prepare the food. So Shabbos sounds like an earlier Zman. That's when Shema should be. Then back to the Braisa. The Chacham Omrim, Misha Shakohanim Zachkoin Le'echol B'Tshumasim, when there's Zochdi the Tshuma, which is consistent with our Mishnah, which is similar Davar Tesa Kochavim. So that's a later Zman than Erev Shabbos. V'Acha Pishein Rai L'Davar, even though there's no real proof, there is a zeichel davar. There is a remez, a hint to such a concept of tzeis being the beginning of the night, the end of the day. Shenamar, it says in the pasuk in Nehemiah, "Vanachnu osim b'malacha." We do our malacha during the day. V'chetzem machazikim b'ramachim me'alos hashachar ad tzeis hakochavim. They're holding on to their spears from morning alos hashachar ad tzeis hakochavim. So it sounds like tzeis hakochavim is the end of the day. That's the day from alos till tzeis. And the Gemara says further, Ve'omer, and if you don't think that first pasuk in Nehemiah is sufficient, we'll bring another pasuk in Nehemiah. The pasuk right afterwards, it says, Ve'omer v'hayu lanu halayla, it was a night, mishmar v'yom malacha. So that's the second pasuk, that a person in the malacha only works during the daytime. But the moment it says, the malacha is over. So the Gemara always asks, why do you need psukim? My Ve'omer. Ve'omer is always the second pasuk. Wasn't the first pasuk sufficient to prove the point that tzeis is the end of the daytime? The Chitema, if you're going to say, really, Michi Arve Shim Shalailahu, maybe really, sunset, Shkia, is really the nighttime. So how come that Pasuk says, V'tseis HaKochav, they ended their work at nighttime, V'tseis, V'inu, the Meshachashche Mekadmi. Because some people work overtime. This guy woke up really early, and that guy worked really, really late. He worked after Shkia. But halachically, maybe Laila is really Shkia. This guy, Hamach, happened to work after Shkia. He worked till Tzeis HaKochavim. That's not a raya that Laila is until Tzeis. Maybe that's like how the guy worked. So Tashma, that's why the next pasuk said, Vayu lana halayla mishmar vayom malacha. That the malacha and the definition of Laila are synonymous, that Tzeis, in fact, is the zman of the end of the day. So Kasakadaitach, so right after presenting this right now, we have this brayse that says Rabbi Meir holds the time we eat an Erev Shabbos, and the Chacham say the time the Kohen goes and eat. So Kasakadaitach Amina, the Havamina here is the Oni Uvne Adam Chad Shi'uruhu, that the regular person and the Oni eat at the same time. So if an Ani and Bnei Adam have the same Zman of when they eat, so asks Gemara now, the Yom is Ani v'Kohen Chad Shi'uruhu. If you're going to say an Ani, this is where it gets confusing. An Ani and the Kohen are the same. When the Ani goes to eat and the Kohen eats Shum is the same Zman, so Chachamim Hainu Rabbi Meir. Because remember, Chachamim are talking about Kohanim, Rabbi Meir is talking about Bnei Adam, regular Bnei Adam. So if you say that that Bnei Adam and Ani are the same, if you say that again, the Havamina is Bnei Adam and Ani are the same. Because if you say Ani and Kohanim are exactly the same, turns out Chacham are saying the same exact thing as Rabbi Meir Shita, everything's the same as Man. And the Gemara says, no, Elishma Mina Ani Shi'ur L'chud, the Kohen Shi'ur L'chud. No, the Ani goes in a different Man than the Kohen eats it. So Elo, Gemara says, not true. Gemara goes back and forth again, it's very confusing. Lo ani v'kohen chad shiruhu, v'ani v'nei adam lav chad shiruhu. Really what comes out here is an ani kohen eat at the same time, and the b'nei adam that Rabbi Meir speak about eat at a different time. So it comes out there are really only two shitas out here. The kohen eats chuma, when the ani goes eat, that's one zman, and when the b'nei adam eats, which is Erev Shabbos, that's a different zman, and that's earlier. So take a look for a second at Tosus on the side here. Tosa asks an interesting question. People are unaware of this halacha. The Tosa says, Misha ha'ani nichnas le'echel pita b'melach. When the ani goes into his house to eat bread and salt, tema. Ani gufe masa yispala. When's he going to daven? The ha'amis, we have a din, zman achilaso hainu zman kriyashma. Because when he goes in to eat, that's when he also says shema. Now there's halacha, you can't eat until you said shema right now. V'cheven sheba zman kriyashma asa lehaschil besuda. So now, if we're saying when the ani goes in to eat, that's when there's man shema, so he really can't eat at that point. He has to say shema first. So also la'atchil besuda, you can't have the meal, achi is palberation, so you daven first. Kidatanya the kaman, we're going to learn daf dalet in 2 days from today. The kare kriyashma mispalo, and only afterwards, ve'ochel pito, umivarech, and then you say the bracha, ve'chol ha'ober al dibre chacham, those who go against it, chai misa, you can't eat before you daven. V'yesh lomer, says the Tosos, the zman tefila have a kodim the zman suda. The lab dafka misha ani nichnas lechol. That really exactly the same moment. A little bit before he eats, so he can daven first, and then he eats elapurte mekara. You daven a little bit before that zman, and then he eats at that zman. Could be. The shidatzel plaga mincha ready. You could daven. Now back to the gemara. Let's finish off the gemara now. Gemara now says ani v'kohen chad shiuruhu. We said before that when ani goes into eat, it's the same as mine as when a Kohen goes to eat the Shuma, which is Seta Kochavim. Where Minhu asks the Gemara from a different Braisa. May Masai Maschilin Lekros Shema, when do you start saying Shema Ba'arvin? Misha Shekida Shayom Ba'arvin Shabbosos Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. When Shabbos begins on a regular Erev Shabbos, which Rashi just pointed out, it's Beit HaShemashos, which is a Shkia, between Shkia and Seta Kochavim, where it's Safag Yom, Safag Laila, that's when a person's Mekadeh Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Misha Shekohanim Mitoharim Lechel b'tshumasam, which means when they become tahor, that's not tzvila, but tar, which is shkia, which is not ben shmasha, but shkia. Then comes along now Rabbi Meir Omer, Misha Shekarim Tolin Lechel b'tshumasam, when you go to the mikvah, which is before ben shmasha. So there are three shitas here. Let's go. Tzvila is before ben shmasha. Mitoharim is at shkia. And then later on is Kiddush HaYom HaShabbos is after Shkia, before Tse. So it's either before Shkia, at Shkia, or after Shkia. Those are three different shitas here in the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Meir. So Amalo Rabbi Yehuda now. Rabbi Yehuda says, V'alo HaKohanim Mibod Yom Heim Tovlin. How could you say when they go to the Tevila? The Tevila takes place Mibod Yom, during the daytime. You don't say Shema during the daytime. How could that be a shita? Bizman Shem Tovlin. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina Omer, another shita, I told you this very confusing, lining this all up. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Misha She'ani Nichnas Le'echel Pito. When he goes in to eat his bread, that's when the Zman of the Shema is. The Melech, when he eats it with salt. Rabbi Chai, Avami La'adah say, Rabbi Acha, Omer, he says, Misha She'ro B'nei Adam Nichnas Le'echel, when most people go in to eat on a regular weekday. So it's five different shitas here. So what's going on? the Amr Sif Yigal to say Ani v'Kohen Chad Shirahu. We said above that the moment the Ani goes into it is the same exact Zman when a Kohen goes to eat a Shuma. So it comes out, if that's really the case, Hu Rabbi Chanina Hainu Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Chanina in this Braisa was one who said, when do you get say Shema? When the Ani eats. And Rabbi Yeshua said, when the Kohen eats. So now they're saying the same thing, if it's really true. That's not a machlokes anymore. Ela lav Shema Amina, this does not teach us that Shi'ura de Ani L'chud V'Shi'ura de Kohen L'chud Shema Amina must be that when a Kohen eats is the different Zman when the Ani eats. So what this all means to us, unclear. But yeah, the Gemara is going back and forth, and so it's right at the end of the day, when the Ani eats is different when the Kohen eats, it's different when you eat Erev Shabbos, which is different when you eat during the week. So there are a few different shitas when one recites Shema. Okay, the Gemara now says, Hey Munayim Mu'ucha, which is the latest Zman? Is it the one Zman Tvila? Is it Zman Shkia? What's the latest Zman? Mistavra, the Ani Mu'ucha. Makes sense that the Ani is the latest Zman. Why is he the latest Zman? Because the E Amris Dani Muktam, if you're going to say the Ani is earlier, now Rashi points out the question really here is only between an Ani and a Kohen. Because initially we thought the Ani was Kohen was the same exact Zman. Now we're saying, well, no, they're different. So which is earlier? Which is later? So which one's more Mu'ucha? The Ani is eating or the Kohen is eating? The Gemara says, Mistavra the Ani Mu'ucha. It makes sense that the Ani's Zman of eating is later than that of a Kohen, because the Amrit, if you're going to say the Ani Muktam, that the Ani eats earlier, Rabbi Chanina, Hainu, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says the Zman when you Makadish the Yom, which is before Bein HaShemashos. So now, if the Ani, and everyone agrees that Kohen is Tseis, okay, let's say the Kohen is Tseis, and Kiddush HaYom is before Tseis. So now, if you're going to say Ani is earlier than Kiddush HaYom, you're left to say it's the same Zman as Kiddush HaYom. Again, I'll say it again. Tseis is when the Kohen eats, that's a given. Now an Ani, if you're going to say the Ani is earlier than Tseis, that means he's the same exact thing as Zman of Kiddush Shabbos, which is Rabbi Eliezer. Unlike if you're saying, it can't be saying the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer, but yeah, that's a separate Shita, it must be the Ani is after Tseis, and he's therefore their latest Zman. And to finish off the Amud, the Das, the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braisa above, how could someone suggest that the Zman of Shema is when the Kohanim are Tovlin? They're Tovel during the daytime. That's not the Zman of Shema. So the Gemara answers, Shapir Kamerle Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda asks a very good kasha to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's response is, Hachi Kamerle. This is what I wanted to say to you. Mi Savis, who says the Ana Abena Shmashos Didach Kamina? I'm not holding of your Abena Shmashos. There's a machlokas in the Gemara and Shabbos, what's Abena Shmashos? So Rabbi Yehuda holds is between Shkia and Tseis. But there's a sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Ana Abena Shmashos to Rabbi Yossi Kamina. I was working within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's sheet is, Dama Rabbi Yossi Bena Shmashos Kerf Ayin. Bena Shmashos isn't a period of time, it's a split second. It's a blink of an eye, it comes and goes. It's a second, that's it. The nichnas v'zeyotze, the efshar la'amur Allah, but you can't figure out exactly when it happens, but whenever it happens, Rabbi Yossi holds it sometime later on, and therefore that's this man that I was working with. Okay, we'll stop here. Shkoyach everyone for beginning the, we should hopefully learn together for the next 7.5 years and make a theme together, New Shalayim.
Amen.
Okay.